There is opportunity in each moment for excellent follow-through. So what this entails is our, hey, Mr. Corey, is our truest nature is being revealed. And so the fabric of consciousness that we have been attending to in past circumstance is coming for readmission. In other words, we're releasing the old paradigm. Now, this is very important to know because the struggle time is over. They're really emphasizing this before they bring forth the actual attunement. They're really emphasizing this for our good pleasure. The struggle time is over. And so what they mean by that is as we, as the beings of the new era, as the beings holding the light, holding the candle, holding, you know, the oil lamp that we've done in other incarnations, as we trouble ourselves, in other words, we're the ones that have to bring the new intention. We're the ones that have to bring the follow through. It is not going to come from the sky. Jesus is not going to come just do it all for us. But what he will and what all masters will and our true master self is reflect to us our brilliance. Reflect to us our brilliance. So if each of us can imagine in our third eye region that there is a pronounced energy or guiding force that is enabling us to see truth, that is enabling us to see with clarity, that is enabling us to recognize our own deliverance. That's what we're entitled to. So on one level, you've got your matrix, you've got your play, your linear everyday life that brings up situations that are unresolved. In other words, if you can remember the energies are pouring through now, if you can remember that every situation, no matter how small it is, a little thing at the gas station, like it really doesn't have to be a big thing, is a catalyst for change, as you will self-promote. And so the self-promotion is really about allowing yourself to align with truth. And they're saying, don't be scared. Don't be scared of what is to arrive, because they're saying, you know, if we don't open the envelope, if we don't read the place card, if we just keep aligning with the old false fantasy, meaning that our false identity, our egoic trance is dictating our thoughts, our whereabouts, our creative efforts. They're like, you know, this is like the old pony. This is the slow lane. We'll get there. We'll get there eventually. But there's another choice. There's another choice. And this is where the energies are coming forth right now. And the choice is to have the willingness, to have the courage, to surrender to the light, to surrender to what is in that note, to surrender to our highest advancement. Now, as we do this, we open up. I literally see, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. So when people have babies these days, they get these beautiful like sonograms and 3D images and all the stuff of the fetus. So this is us. This is our new birth. This is our new arrival. So you really want to place that at the forefront. So they're asking us when we arise in the morning and, you know, we face the sun, whether we literally face the sun or we just face that inner sun, because it's all the same. So as we will face those that inner chamber of light, as we'll face the inner alchemist, the inner temple, or the actual sun, they're asking us to pledge, make some kind of statement of follow-through request. In other words, sealing our fate by declaring, oh my gosh, the energy, sealing our fate by declaring our destiny. So in whatever words ring true for you, but allowing your higher self, Holy Spirit, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, whatever the angels, whatever words, symbols, gestures are relevant for you, because that's what it is. You don't want to be reading someone else's prayer out of some book that is really meaningless to you. The words are not going to do it. if it doesn't mean something to you, it's just sound. So what you're looking for is the intention. When the intention is pure, you can literally say a made-up word and it's going to have great effect, great power. Because remember, it's about aligning with your higher self. It's about aligning with your truth. And using that free will to allow your higher self to play through, to follow through, and to demonstrate its brilliance. So each of us are moving into higher quarters. Each of us are moving into higher stations where we're allowing our true self to come serve, be with us, as we will obligate. In other words, as long as you're just still dreaming, you're in your old everyday consciousness, we're missing the opportunity. We're just dreaming. And we can dream away. You can have a happy dream, you can have a sad dream, you can have a boring dream, but it's still the dream of the ego, no matter how you slice it. So the opportunity in each moment is to arrive at a new song, is to arrive at a new destiny, is to arrive at a new pulsation. And we ask you, dear ones, to be present. You see, dear ones, what we are bringing forth, what we are shining through our channeler, what we are offering to each of our channelers, yes? Can we all come into agreement that each of you are channeling a new song, each of you are channeling a new rhythm, each of you are arriving at a new destination? And this is where we bring forth the secret, the elixir to life, is because when you will live life, when you will allow life to live through you, we have victory. And so what we were suggesting is you take your everyday life, you do not avoid it, you show up. You show up and be present. You show up and be alive. And you show up and you request, you ask, you go to the heart and you surrender to that inner temple. You surrender to that inner light. You surrender to the light that is going to cast shadows on wake up to the cast shadows. Now, this is an interesting point because you are living your life as if the challenge is outside. You know, if only fill in the blank, we'll do what you prefer or act according to your own good and wise judgment, all will be well. And that is just fantasy. Yes, you were really not trying to change anything in the outer. You are coming into alignment with your own holy presence. You are coming to a state of empowerment as you will drive your chariot, as you will align with your own freedom. Now, freedom is the offering that we bring to the table. Freedom is the attunement of the day, to be free of your old opinions, be free of your old outlook. Now, some of you, you're working, yes, quite beautifully, well, let us just say, with some old, outdated inferences, opinions about life. So we will make this a little easier to understand. So the fear-based belief, it's the ego, okay? So ego will come into different acquirements. Some of you are working with boundaries, some with martyrdom, victimization. It comes in different forms. So it seems like you are very unusual. It seems like your case is very specific. No one else has ever had a case such as yours. You see, it is all to make each of you feel that you are the individual. You are the separated consciousness, and you are very important, even in your shenanigans. In other words, even in those imprints that are causing you misery. Your case is very unique. You see how the ego will play in every situation to create the drama, to create the belief in separated consciousness, to keep you involved, to keep you attached to the ego. Now, some of you are so busy looking at your ego, you are performing with more ego without even realizing it, realizing that it is really all the same. Can we come into that agreement? If we can understand, dear ones, that this is a universal problem, it is not particular to any of you. You see, now some of you did not like that because you are still tied to your ego because you're still feeling special. Special about what you can do, achievement. Special about what is wrong, grief, sorrow, guilt, the neurosis. the lifelong challenges, but again, you're still attending abiding by ego. So we are bringing forth a new inheritance, and that inheritance is life, and that inheritance is love, and that inheritance is liberty and justice for all. You see, that was the template that was brought forth by the forefathers of this particular region, is justice for all. And so this is the inclusive argument to understand that what you are solving is not unique to yourself. It is a universal agreement to come into the awareness of the light, to come into the awareness of the innocence, to come into the awareness of the harmony that is available for each of you. So as we bring forth this declaration, as we bring forth this rite of passage, we ask you to drop the need to abide by the ego in its particular patterns. When you notice it, notice the commonality. Notice how everyone seems to be troubled with fear, how everyone seems to be troubled with guilt, how everyone seems to feel abandoned by others. Notice the universality of the problem to date. And then, dear ones, notice that it is a common solution. It is not particular to any individual soul. It is a common solution. To remember your just requirement, remember your light, remember universal claim of love, of true awareness, of holy remembrance, of serving the divine self, of waking up to that which is being brought forth. Each of you are channelers. Did you hear us say this? We will repeat it for emphasis. Each of you are channeling a new program, a new requirement, a new broadcast. It is for you to allow this to be heard, allow this to be demonstrated, allow this to be noted, allow this to be freed. Because as you will accept your freedom, as you will accept your gifts, you will indicate to others what is possible for them. It is quite important at this time, dear ones, that you accept the offerings that are due you. Each of you are, to some degree, still obligating yourselves to the ego. So you are noticing where you are impoverished and you are pointing it out daily. He wronged me, yes? My parents wronged me, my child wronged me, the government wronged me. It may go on and on and on. But you see, you are focusing on that which is trying to call you, trying to harness your energy and your power. Now, we are quite excited because you are receiving this message, and we are quite pleased because as you will receive that the answer, dear ones, is to align and harness with your light. That is where you will discover the nectar. That is where you will discover your true innocence. That is where you will discover that life can turn on a dime, as it is said, because you will wake up to your innocence. You will wake up to a new timeline. You will wake up to a new establishment. Now, this is the offering and the activation that we are bringing forth to each of you, because each of you have signed on the dotted line, as it is said, and you have said, yes, I am here. I am here to know the truth of myself. I am here to know the truth of all others. Quite essential. We ask you to check this out. When you are busy knowing yourself, claim this for all others. Realize that this is a universal situation that is going to be solved as you will bring forth this healing to all. You see, this is what some of your texts have been trying to explain. When you leave one out of the kingdom of God, you leave all. Because, dear ones, you have not understood the basic principles. So when you find yourself not in freedom and liberty for all, be aware that you have an opportunity to immerse yourself in truth, to create a new experience, to arrive at a new platform, to create a new harmonic resonance that is the life on the new earth, because you are the new being in Christ, as it is said. And do not get caught up in the words. What is this Christ energy? It is the realization of your truth. It is the realization of your truth. And so as we seal this activation, we do so with great respect, with great honor for all that are arriving, that are showing up, that are opening up to their true channeling, to their true awareness, to their true freedom. Let freedom ring. Yes, dear ones, let freedom ring. And so let us take a moment, as we have been claiming, and allow this truth to be echoed, to be vibrated, to be received by all of your cells. Let us begin in the physical temple that you acquire. It is your lifestyle to be one with the physicality. So let us begin there, shall we? And allow this freedom to be received by the cells. And then as this is received, allow it to be received by your energy field, your energy bodies, and allow the grace then to be received by all those ready to know their truth. So whoever comes to your awareness, it may be a dear loved, it may be what you consider to be a foe, they are showing up as well because they are teaching you, helping you know the truth of self. So allow all of these beautiful brethren, the brothers and sisters of light, to receive this bliss. Allow it to be received. Perhaps it is the nation that you are aware, a certain region of the country or world where there is conflict. Remember, it is all for one, one for all. And allow that region of the earth to receive the bliss. Allow all to receive. Let us take a moment of sincere remembrance, because you are, dear ones, the light of the world, yes? And you are waking up your existence, your world, as you will receive it, as you will claim it, as you will know, indeed, it is to be an aspect of your very self. Let us take a moment in sincere gratitude, sincere praise, and thanks for all the understanding that is now coming to order. Let us pray. And so it is. All right, so we are going to see how we can be of service to each. And let us begin with Andrea.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, nice to see you. Wonderful, thanks. How can we help you?
Thank you for the message. It was beautiful and timely as always. I have finally, I've been struggling with a sort of sense of stuckness for a while now, and finally have unstuck myself. And I'm starting a new creative venture and just wanting to know if there's any guidance on that or anything I need to know.
Sure. And what is your creative venture about?
I'm going to be starting a blog, and I'm a therapist, so I'm going to be offering different kinds of services as part of that blog, kind of a way to bring people together collectively, not just to serve individuals.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Andrea.
It's a beautiful demonstration of faith. In other words, remember, when you're serving others, who you're primarily serving is your higher self. So through the process of your involvement, through the process of your exposure, they're saying, watch the dips. And what they mean by that is that you're going to be bringing forth Oh my gosh, the energy coming through me is so fantastic. You're going to be bringing forth new opportunities, new discoveries about your very self. So understand that as you're serving others, what you're doing is you're permitting your higher self to be involved. And my very strong feeling is it's going to start opening up new doors of discovery past what you're doing. So in other words, it's like giving an aspect of yourself some breathing room, some like imagine you had a student in a dance class and they just have this idea for their own dance or their own choreography, and you're like, you know, the studio's available for you after hours. You can use it for half an hour after class. And so that's actually what you're doing with the blog, is you're exploring your own self and you're letting a new aspect of you, which you're entitled to become one with, have an opportunity to shine, to visit. So what you're going to be noticing is not only are you giving to others, but you're permitting your own dance. It's nothing short of fantastic. Pay particular attention to what develops in terms of further ideas, because it's literally a hall pass. It's literally a corridor onto a new avenue, a new approach. And what do you do? Are you like in private practice right now, or what do you do?
No, I run Florida Sexual Abuse Treatment Programs.
Sexual abuse, okay. And say your name one more time, please.
Andrea.
It's gonna lead to something else. That's all I know. It's gonna lead to something else. And it's like a rite of passage, because what it's going to be doing is helping you strengthen your own skills, but it's just gonna like allow more of you to surface. So it's fantastic. Does that answer your question?
It does, thank mm-hmm. you.
Oh my gosh, they're saying thank you. Thank you. It's like work order complete. So that's been like tapping on your shoulder for a little bit. So they're saying it's your destiny. They're showing me the destiny card. So beautiful, beautiful. Job well done.
Thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome. Hi, Miss Danielle, how can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I think I got unmuted.
Yes, you did.
So, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be having rotator cuff surgery on my right shoulder in 2 Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And I've been feeling very optimistic about this and very positive about it. Mm-hmm. And my doctor is a very positive person. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, this is major, and so there are lots of opportunities for fear. And what I would like to get some advice on, I guess, is how to sustain an effort to from my end for the outcome to be as good as possible as I'm preparing for it, and also just, you know, one talks about visualizing positive outcomes and all of that, but you know, what would be my best approach right now in preparing for this?
To eliminate any need for you to get stuck, the only, oh God, let me say this in the positive. You want to be prepared for advancement. You want to be prepared for liberation. So see yourself gaining interest in moving forward in life, in fulfilling new destinies, new opportunities, new delights. You are ultimately in charge, by the way, of the outcome. So keep that in mind. So the question is, when you visualize a successful opportunity, to feel very comfortable with what that offers you. In other words, if it's successful, then I get to have more activity in my life. I get to be more independent. I get to be out of suffering and pain. I get to move forward. is the most important catalyst for change, and it's your right to have that work for you in your best advantage. I'm just going to pull some cards just to see if there's anything else we need to know about that we're not addressing. So say, if you will, your first name, please.
Danielle.
I'm trying to avoid saying this, so I'm just going to say it. There's a little teeny tiny energy that, oh gosh, I'll say it this way. Problems mean avoidance.
It's okay if you're frank.
Problems mean avoidance. Problems mean now I have a reason why I don't have to do the next step. Problems mean I'm stuck, but it's not my fault. So that in essence is what you're releasing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very much so.
So that's actually what I got the first time around, and I try to solve it by saying everything I said first. So if you just inverse what I said, then you'll see the direction of what I received. So that's what you're wanting to clear. You want to feel very comfortable, like full speed ahead. Okay, so having said all that, and say your name again, please.
Danielle.
It seems fine to me. It seems absolutely fine to me. That positive doctor, by the way, is doing more for you than just your rotator cuff. He's signing off on your liberation. He's teaching you your coursework. You want to be aware that you are very, very, very powerful. I can't even explain to you how you don't realize this, but you know, sometimes that negative whatever kind of gets hold of you and sneaks up on you, and it's almost like you're headed down one road and at the last minute you do a self-check and you're like, nah, I don't need that experience. And at the last minute it just suddenly shifts and you create an opening. So you really want to take advantage of that. You really want to understand the power that you travel with. And so honestly, you can have fear, 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 fear. And then like, I literally see you do this way more often than you realize, and you're entitled to, where, I don't know what it is, but they always say like love's 10 times strong, like a positive thought's 10 times stronger than a negative thought, something like that. So that's what you do, and you do it very easily. So in English, don't be in fear about your fear thoughts. That's what I want to say to you. Really, because you basically sign and you deliver that which delights you. So really, you don't need to be fearful of the fact that you have fear. It's more so of what you honor and declare when it's all said and done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's been feeling, you know, the usual third dimension stuff has been sitting on one side, and the thought, you are completely powerful and you create your own reality, has been sitting on the other side, and I've been trying to reconcile them.
And say your first name?
Danielle.
Well, it's like what everything you're saying. You're teaching yourself the power of the advanced claim. In other words, if you can remember, this is all consciousness, and you're teaching yourself the power of the light. On the one level, it's a rotator cuff. On the other level, it's really you understanding who you are and who you serve. And that's what, you know, and it's like I hear you in another lifetime declaring that you're already spoken for. So it's almost like, you know, if you're dating someone and someone asks you out, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm already spoken for. But so with you, it was like declaring your allegiance with light. And it's like, I'm already spoken for. So there is this energetic presence. And say your name one more time, please.
Danielle.
Well, I'll say this. You're clearing an old wound going through this process. So there are two things. On the one hand, you're going to get a new wing, which is very lovely. On the other hand, you're also clearing some old energies that you're entitled to. So, oh gosh, how do I put this in words? Be quite pleased with the process, because you're basically doing double duty, and it's counting, and it's counting. It's making a difference. So understand that you're healing on both levels. Yeah, it's really good. But I hear you in this other lifetime, and it's like, oh gosh, what were you saying? Like, I'm already spoken for. You said it like in a different, oh gosh, it was like old English verbiage, you know, it was like Shakespearean almost, but that's basically what you were saying. So this is what you're coming to witness for yourself once again. Oh, but I think I lost you. All right. Well, it's on the recording. So isn't that interesting, though, that she signed off? I mean, she didn't do it intentionally, but isn't that interesting? What is that phenomena about? Wow, how interesting, huh? All right. I'll check with her later. All right, Miss Ariel, how can we help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
A message from my highest, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's back. How funny. Okay, so your opportunity, Miss Ariel, is to decide how good can it get? How good can it get? How good can it get? So let me put this in English. Where you have been residing is soon to be exchanged, is soon to be overridden, is soon to come to a new place of arrival, a new residence, a new focus, a new outlook, a new experience, a new arrival, it almost feels like you are in a, residing in new quarters. So imagine you're at a kingdom and you've been living in one quarter, some hut on the property, on the land. And someone comes to you and says, you know, basically with delight, you're being brought forth to new quarters, to new residence, to new housing. And so it's for you to realize how easy it is now for you to accept that new agreement, to accept that new appointment, to accept that new destiny. So it has to do with, oh gosh, they're showing me some kind of game where they're like throwing a ball around. And, you know, like imagine playing volleyball. Well, I guess volleyball, you're at different stations, but playing some, maybe frisbee. You know, at one moment you're here and then the next moment you're there. No big thing, no big deal. Like you're allowed to be here and then suddenly you're there. The more that you can forecast freedom, the more that you can come into agreement that there can be movement, that there can be energy exchange, the faster you will arrive. In English, you've got this destiny, and so they're helping you to not acquire a taste for the good life, but they're helping you to actualize the positive, to really see how, oh gosh, I'll put this in English. Life's for the taking. Life's for those that want to live it. In other words, you have a new forecast, a new destiny. It's literally a new vibrational reality. You're learning how to attend to it. You're learning how to come into agreement with it. You're learning how to stand proud and realize it's reflecting you. So that's the promise. That's the opportunity. That's the engagement to really accept your strength, accept your courage, accept your aptitude, accept your entitlement. So it's sort of a process. It's a process where you're going to kind of like go back and forth, jockey a little bit back and forth until you sort of lock into it, where you come like at last. Yes. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. I don't know if you realized I was kicked off at the beginning, so I missed the first part of it.
Oh my God. Well, isn't that interesting? Gosh, Danielle was kicked off. Now you were kicked off. How funny.
Yeah.
What did I say in the beginning? I feel like it was all one and the same message. So when you listen to it over again, in fact, what I will do just to help you out is when we're done, I will stop the recording and restart. So when you go on the recording, when you go on the website afterwards, you're going to be at the very end. That'll help you find you. But I'm pretty sure it was the same message. You know, basically, you're moving up vibrationally and you deserve it, but you're also learning how to anchor it. You're learning how to attest to it. You're learning how to make provisions, come into true understanding of your, they're saying your acquaintance, but your truest vision. Yeah, I said the same thing probably 20 times just to help you anchor it in.
It's interesting that you're using the word anchor because the past 2-3 days I've been having a lot of pain in my feet, my left foot specifically. There was one night I woke up in the middle of a very vivid dream, and that's all I could focus on was the pain in my foot. So I don't know if that's anchoring or grounding or rooting me into this new reality.
Wow. I don't know offhand, but yeah, I would definitely work with Gaia to help move the energies in those channels.
Okay.
Yeah, when I tune into you, I literally see your feet became roots. So that should, I would make use of that. Let me see if there's anything else. And say your name one more time, please.
Ariel.
Yeah, you feel very floaty to me. So yeah, please ground. All right. All right. I will. And you're welcome.